One stage to go, and Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are on course to win the Jewel Donegal International Rally. The final stage is the Atlantic Drive, and going into that stage, Moffat and Hayes now hold an advantage of 51.1 seconds. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble picking up a puncture in their Volkswagen Polo on the last stage. That was over High Glen, and so that has cost them dearly on stage 19. So, Moffat leading by 51.1 seconds. Moffat then on course for his first, it is going to be his first Donegal title if he can hold on, but with an advantage of that size, it's certainly looking good. Now, Sam Moffat, a former winner, of course, 2019, he is in third place, and he's only 6.1 seconds behind Fisher, so that could still be interesting to see what happens on that final stage over Atlantic Drive. Moffat and Keith Moriarty in the Ford Fiesta. In fourth now, we have Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson in their Polo, 9.7 seconds behind Sam Moffat. Fifth, Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly, a steady day for them. They are 11.3 seconds further back. Just looking at the times, Josh Moffat, 6.13 over High Glen. By comparison, Alistair Fisher was 7 minutes, almost just over 7 minutes, so that shows the impact that that puncture had. Sam Moffat, though, 6.11, and the fastest time over stage 19 was actually by Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson, 6 minutes and 7.8 seconds. Declan Boyle, he was 6 minutes and 8.3 seconds, so not much between them there. Looking further down the field, Kevin Gallagher, Ryan Moore in the modifieds, the Darien T90 GTR, they're still sixth. He had some clutch problems. 6.16, though, another good time for Kevin Gallagher, and he is going to hold on, it would appear, to take the honours as far as the modifieds go. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta, they're in 7th, 6, 12.3. A good run from them over that High Glen stage. And in 8th place, we have the other Darien, James Stafford and Thomas Scarlan, 6.24.8. Just comparing them with Gallagher, well, that was 8 seconds slower, so it's showing the local knowledge and Gallagher holding on and going to do well in the modifieds and take the honours, as I say. David Kelly and Dino Sullivan, the Ford Fiesta, they are in 9th overall, and the Ardra Milkman, Declan Gallagher and Terracina in 10th as things stand going into the final stage. Just completing the top 20, Joe McGonigal and Kieran Geaney in the Fiesta R5 Mark II, they are 11th. Endo O'Brien and John Butler, 12th. Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien, 13th. In 14th, it's Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy, 15th. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty, 16th, Mark Alcorn and James McNulty. Alcorn, a great run earlier on today in Garton, lost a little bit of time on that last stage, 6.25.2 his time, so he slipped a place. Richard Moffat and Dara Kelly are 17th, Frank Kelly and Lauren Kelly 18th, Stuart Tarsi, Liam McTarr 19th, and in 20th, Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty. So to recap, on this day of huge drama in the Donegal International Rally, remember the overnight leader Callum Devine going out earlier today. Then Matt Edwards, the British Rally champion, he went out, and it's Josh Moffat, 51.1 seconds. He has the advantage of that margin ahead of Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble going into the final Atlantic Drive stage, and Oisin Kelly will have coverage as they come off that stage, and we will find for sure, for full confirmation, who is the new winner of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Porrick.